Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to focus upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, it would come into your life, and the Spirit would open your heart and your mind and your ears, that God's word would speak to you anew this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you show forth your almighty power chiefly by reaching out to us in mercy. Grant us the fullness of your grace, strengthen our trust in your promises, and bring all the world to share in the treasures that come through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now our first reading that's appointed for this day comes from the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. We hear of the prophet Elijah. Now the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home, prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be empty, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day when the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, so that as she went, as well as he and her household ate for many days, the jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word that he spoke by Elijah. The word of the Lord. We have this strange little story. But in order to really understand what's going on, I want to take sort of a step back so we have a sense of the context of what's going on. What happens is God sends a drought. He sends a drought because King Ahab was unfaithful. He was worshiping other gods. He was not following in the footsteps of the Lord. And so God was punishing the whole nation and sent a drought. So the whole land was suffering. Now God speaks to Elijah and says, "Go to this territory. Go to Zarephath. Go to this other place, and there a widow will feed you." Now think about what's going on. Elijah follows the word of the Lord. He listens and he acts. And he goes to the town, and as he enters the town at the gates right there at the beginning, he sees a widow who's gathering sticks. And he says, "Oh," and thinking to himself, "this must be the widow, because he's to go and a widow is going to feed him." So he says, "Bring me something to drink." "Okay. Bring me a morsel of bread to eat." And part of it is he doesn't know the situation. He just sees her gathering sticks. But then she says, "Well, I'm doing this. Did you catch this? I'm doing this. I'm gathering some sticks so that I might go home and build a small fire. I got a tiny bit of meal and a little bit of oil. I'm going to make a cake for me and my son, and we're going to eat and die." sounds
really,
right? She's saying basically, we're at wit's end. We've got nothing. The famine has so overtaken everything. We got just a little bit, so we're going to eat our last meal and wait for death to come. That's what Elijah hears the woman say. And then he says, oh, well, bring first something for me to eat. You want to say to Elijah, cut, can you read the room? You know, do you see what's going on here? You are asking this woman to give you her last meal. She agrees. I wonder what's really going through her head, right? What must she be thinking? How am I going to give something for him? We barely have enough for me and my son. Yet this foreigner, this person who is not an Israelite, is obedient to the prophet. She brings him something to eat, and Elijah says, God says it will not run. She goes and she bakes a little cake and gives some to Elijah. Her and her son eat, and the meal never runs out. The oil never runs out until it rains again. That abundance is reestablished in the land. As we hear this story, I think it speaks to us in our world today that we look at this person, in some ways we need to admire her faithfulness, her willingness to give of herself, her willingness to sacrifice. How many of us in that same position would have followed in her footsteps? How many of us would have been as generous as her? Part of it is, if you look at the other readings for this day, it's paired with the gospel text where Jesus talks about the Pharisees who walk around in their robes and pray fancy prayers. And I think the connection is that, one, the story ends with the widow who puts in the two mites and the offering. But I think part of the connection isn't just there's a widow in both stories. The connection is these stories remind us that our faith is not about ourselves. Elijah calls for the woman to sacrifice, to give of what she had. And she willingly offered her meal and her oil for Elijah to eat. The woman in the temple who puts in the two mites, these two copper coins, barely worth anything. But Jesus commends her. He says, because she gave out of her poverty. She gave what she had. How many of us, oh yeah, we're willing to give when we have a lot, or when we have plenty? How difficult it is to give out of our poverty, to give out of those times in which we don't have as much. Or when you think about society, it's easy to help our neighbor when our neighbor is like us. It's easy to help those in need when we call them friends. But do we help that stranger, the one who's in need, the one who may not be like us, the one who's different from us? How is it that we experience God's grace in a way that it comes to us, that we're willing to give of ourselves, willing to give all that we have because of what God has first done for us? this widow with the prophet Elijah reminds us that our faith isn't about us, but it's about what God has called us to. That love of neighbor, of reaching out and helping others, regardless of anything else. As we hear this story, how does it call you to live your life? How does it speak to you in our world today? How do we allow all that we do to be less about me and more about God? How do I decrease so that God may increase, and that we think of our name and we love that and serve them in all kinds of ways? Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you lift up the poor. You look upon the lowly. You fill the hungry with good things. You use the most unexpected people to do your work. Help us to focus not upon ourselves, but upon others, and be a neighbor to those in need. Empower us to be like the foreign widow who heard your word through the prophet Elijah and provided for him, even when she had very little. May we serve those around us and do your will. Help us to be your hands and your feet in the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.